Welcome to the Jimmy and Johnny Show. Learn the tips and tactics to start and grow a super successful business hosted by Jimmy Borneman and Jonathan Munsell. They've spent the past two decades helping thousands of businesses and business owners. They advise entrepreneurs with proven systems that accelerate sales, build concrete, everlasting companies, and scalable revenue and wealth for their employees, and especially the owners. Please join me in welcoming your hosts, Jimmy and Johnny.
Hey, everybody. Jonathan Munsell here.
Hey, everybody. Jimmy Borneman again. Nice to see everyone.
Welcome to the Jimmy and Johnny Show. So there's some B footage that will roll for you guys in the extended version of this where Jimmy just got some puppy love and we just did a tour of our workstation. So I'm sitting outside. I got a nice big monitor in front of me. I got another one by the couch. I got three in my office. What's your setup, Jimmy?
Yeah, about the same. It's a one directly in front of me. Of course, magnet with fingertips. Another one to my right and another one to my right. So it's just all right here. Just glad.
Yeah, I tried the above. In my old office, I used to have a 43-inch TV above my desk. And I never used it. It was like almost too much. Because I used to have like a high desk. And then I was like further up. It was like too much, I think, for me.
And this is the view from high monitor on a different camera.
Yeah, I think that's awesome that you can switch camera angles. That's cool.
It is. It helps when we're doing our video stuff to give you a different cut, if you will. And I'll have one coming from this side or this side soon, so you'll be able to splice in things.
Yeah, so it's fine. So, Jimmy and I, we talk about all kinds of wackadoo stuff, both past restaurant owners, both owned multiple businesses today, partners on businesses. And the Jimmy and Johnny Show just grew out of a love for helping business owners and conversations. And we hear kooky stuff, and we have kooky stuff going on in our world. And we figure we might as well share, and you can sympathize some of those versions either with us. Our lives are real and it's hectic, and kids and pets and all that crap comes at us too. But at the end of the day, what do you got to do, Jimmy?
I just got to put my down and stay focused and move forward. I
don't know. ESD, baby. Got to get shit done.
I didn't know the ESD.
Now it's after hours. A little later, I do enjoy my Yinglings.
Yeah, I do enjoy my bourbons.
Yeah. You guys get us in an interesting format. But at the end of the day, we're here to talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in business, and how you guys can utilize some really good tips, tactics, cutting edge things that we're always have our finger on. And today we're talking about tech. What's your setup look like? I'd love to see a picture of your setup. And do you have multiple monitors? Does that work for you? I couldn't do it without it. I can barely travel and work off of just my laptop. I rip the plug out of the TV and plug into my computer all the time in a hotel. If I don't bring a monitor, I bring monitors whenever I'm traveling for a show or a summit or something like that. I always go with a full rig.
Yep. And these new portable monitors that they're making that come into the USB-C slot.
There's that double, right? You can slide out like off your thing.
That are a little bit bigger. But yeah, I can make mine into a triple by putting it on the sides or carrying this one for $100 that just gives me two monitors. Really lightweight. It's almost like a big iPad.
Yeah. So that's, you're going to do it with your iPad, actually. I've done that. I've been on an airplane. I was flying to Colombia, of all places. And I had the setup in front of me I had my laptop, I had the iPad, and then I had the monitor with like from the thing, and I shared a picture of it. Obviously, there was plenty of room in the first class, but I could lay down and go sleep. So there was enough room to do that. But it was during COVID also. So it was pretty reasonable flight. And I didn't want to be by anybody anyway.
And you had to play it down so it didn't look like you were important so you didn't get kidnapped.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Absolutely. That's actually a real concern, folks.
It is.
Sounds silly. It is. But that is a real concern when traveling abroad these days. Yeah. Kind of great.
Yep.
So we're in that part of the year, Jimmy, where we're like, we're back to school, back to work. I feel like the work dial has ratcheted up several notches. And we have so much going on with all the companies. Like it's insane. At some level, thank the Lord, we have good people, we have good systems. I don't know how other people do it, but without the folks that kind of run behind us and clean up and pick up the pieces, I wouldn't know what to do without technology. I think that is actually the bigger one. We get more done today with less people than we ever have. And we do probably five times as much. And we certainly do five times as much revenue.
And so five times more profitable. Absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the tech says something if we can continue to scale the way that we do. And if you guys don't know, talked a little bit about that, but Jimmy and I, we have Pronto Wash, which is the largest car wash and detailing franchise in the world. We own, we have Success Systems, which is a marketing agency, for lack of a better term. But inside of that, you have Restaurant Success System, Detailer Insider Secrets, and Home Service Success. So there's like different pieces there. And Jimmy and I, for years, have been building our own loyalty and rewards program. And that either shows up as Amazing Brands or Restaurant VIP. So there's definitely a lot of pieces to the puzzle as we go, but there's some hardcore foundational stuff. And here's one, Jimmy. Let me be able to do the first screen sharing of the evening. Let's roll this right here live, Jimmy. Okay. Can you see that screen?
I can.
It's out of there. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can even hear it. Maybe not. Of course, fail. Yeah.
And we're using up a little bit of the internet. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have the Super Summit coming up, and this is a restaurant, bar, and brewery Super Summit. So if you guys don't know about that, it's actually really cool. And so the thing that happens in our world is we have silos of teams and that work on different pieces. Some people cross over, but we have the whole Pronto Wash thing. And actually, there was a big movement on that front today. And Jimmy, I took you a little bit, but I'm going to roll out and I'll talk more about this on some other content with everybody. But we have a really big international thing going on with auto dealerships. Toronto Wash, it being a car care company, the dealerships have a lot of cars. There's a lot of different stages to dealerships, right? We all know it from buying and selling cars, but there's the whole like reconditioning of used cars, and there's auction all the way to delivery at the door. And then there's after service, which is really big. Right now, dealerships, you go there, you get a service package for a while, right? You might get oil changes. They might include a car wash. And at some point that runs out and you stop going back to the dealership and they want to keep connected with you. So there's actually a trend right now where dealerships are franchising car care companies like Pronto Wash so they can actually deliver one step further and deliver that to the end user at their home. So we think about it. They have a large database. They're selling 500 cars a month. Crap. They have lots of customers. They've had lots of people walk on the lot. So they actually have a lot of reach. And if you ever hear me talk about marketing, and it's the key to all types of marketing in any industry, if there's somebody that's touching cars, in my world, touching cars, but it isn't competitive to you, then God, you want to figure out how to work together, right? Just like your food vendor, right? Your food vendor's selling you food, but he's not in the restaurant, bar, brewery business. How can he help you work another thing? So there's all kinds of stuff like that you got to think about in business. And usually there's a couple big levers you can pull that work in any industry. Hey, I'm in the car care business and go to people's homes. You might be in electrician. My buddy owns XXX. Guess what? I have a whole list of really good customers and really nice homes. Why don't I give it to him or my buddy that owns the mosquito company? I can share information, or I can send his information out on my behalf. He can send my information out on his behalf. We're not looking to get money out of it. It's really just about everybody doing well. So that's a really good idea. And you got to figure out ways to weave that into your community. The restaurant business was actually really good with it. And the funniest one, Jim, I don't remember telling the story, but it wasn't Weight Watchers. God, what was the other one? Is that a Texas huge, like personal go weigh yourself type of fitness club? Inches away. That was what it was. And literally, we would give people at Jumpin' Johnny's, which is like a cheesesteak and burger place. We would give people things for inches away. We'd give them things for a cheesesteak and burger place.
Yeah. Love it.
Hey, if that works, then it can work for anything.
True. And we did something with the realtors. Anytime they sold a house, we gave them a certificate or something to give to the homeowners. And we got a bunch of new customers out.
Think about that, right? Give it a realtor. And perfect example. So restaurant, hair salon, any type of home service. If you actually have a few friends, you guys can actually network a bit and you kind of work together, right? That's a super JV, Jimmy. Like, where I'm making this up on the fly, so bear with me. So if I took my buddy who's in home improvement, I got a couple restaurant friends, I have a florist, I have a hair salon, and we pooled our resources as, say, five business owners, and we went out to the world. You could almost do your own welcome wagon type of campaign, and you could split the marketing costs between you guys. It could be something that gets handed out at the restaurant. Who has the most traffic? The restaurant. So yep. You're the lead dog in the fight because you have the most traffic. You get the most exposure. So you can lay down the rules. You can control the promotion. You can even charge to be on your card. You ever go like old school placemat and it's got all advertisements on it? I actually love that.
I was just going to say, we sold our coupons to the realtors for $1 each so that they had skin in the game. It wasn't just a preview. They were like, hey, it was free. It was $1. Our card stock, it was classy. But
oh my God, it's so easy. You can make a postcard. Doesn't even need to be color. So you can make a check. So we used to do, for the restaurants, we would do a check. Like, so you get like literally the 3 feet to a page check and you use that to print on. And we used to actually write a check out. And when people moved into an apartment, and apartments have a lot of people and they have churn, which is what you want to figure out. So if you have a good, I want a yippers going yippee. So if you want to do something like that, we'd write a check, and then on the check would actually have all this language. And we talk about the quality of the restaurant and the fact that you got this, you're getting this. Oh, we're doing extreme close-up time. One is done with their, Jimmy was with me when we gave them quiet time, 2 weeks, 6 weeks. And the yipping was that one is done and the other is, this is Blue, everybody. And we're going to close the door here and keep them separated. So we would write all this stuff on the check. We actually have a whole thing on this. It's not in promotion profits, Jimmy. It's in the complete system for both success system and for restaurant success system. Yep. It's in the full package. We give away the check, the language, all that stuff. I'll post it with the show and we'll go with that. Look at that. Hey, there's two cool things on the screen now. See, it's not us now, right? You saw I got rid of us. Yeah, it's not us. Okay, so behind this is the Super Summit. We'll get back to that in a second. But this is another good one. So this is all like on the restaurant side. And there's a lot of energy right now in the company going towards it. But if you go over here, there's a couple places on our website. You can get our top 10 restaurant marketing promotions, which we were just talking about. I don't even know if they need the list. They didn't make a list specifically. I know that because I know what the 10 are.
Yeah.
But there's really 12. That we've been talking about. So we put a whole book together. You guys can download it for free. If you're hearing this and you get it through the Jimmy and Johnny show, you have to actually go to successsystemhub.com/JJ and we'll send out a link. But if you go through the show, we'll give you the book for free and you'll also be able to get the free training, which is actually audio and video of Jimmy and I talking about promotions, and we'll add extra promotions in there that we either reference in the show or we just happen to think are worth being in there because there's a lot more than 10 or 12 promotions that really work.
Yep. Agree.
So anyway, we have a summit coming up, Jimmy. This is huge, guys. This is like not little events. If you guys, I'm just going to scroll through here, right? There's the original summit back in 2010. It was, what was it called back then? It was called the Restaurant and Catering Super Summit. So I think it was still Super Summit, but it was about restaurant and catering. We'll stop at the needs thing real quick of why this is like important. And if you're anybody associated with a restaurant business, whether you're on the vendor side, you want to be involved as a sponsor because you get to be really involved and intimate with independent restaurant owners. And on the restaurant side, restaurant bar owner, manager, you want to check it out because there's tons of networking. The education is phenomenal and we cover some really cool stuff. So the education is top notch. The experience is out of this world and you're going to come away with real direction. And we don't just cover marketing. So this is operations and we go through our success pillars where we talk about people, operations, systems, marketing, management, financials, and it's on the base of that granite is the systems, and that's what makes us successful. Can we get a soundbite of that, Jimmy? What was it? Marker?
Yeah.
Market. Jimmy and I use AI and technology now more than we probably should. We're a little addicted. But this is like just an amazing program that we're putting on, big event, just, you know, hey, I'm going to be there. Jimmy, yeah, hey, look at that guy. Yeah, Jay Henderson, hiring expert, Teddy Garcia, internet marketing master that's been doing it. He does it actually for Todd Brown. That's actually a joke from that Todd Brown had posted online that I used for his picture and never told him. This thing's coming up. And if you want to check registration, you can actually see there's four different cities that we're rolling to in the beginning of 2024. And I originally had announced the Raleigh one for December. That's not what it is. But if you go there, you can get to it. You can see that each one of these is individualized and can sign up. And I think right now the super early bird is as low as like $299. And I think they're rolling a three pay out of there because we have 3 months right before it. So I think they're going to roll a three pay for when you're 3 months ahead of the summit. I think you have the option for a three pay. And then once they close in on that, I think it's the price goes up and you're screwed. We're counting down the days to that. That's rude. It's an overwhelming value. Think about it. If you walk away with a $50 a day idea, 365 days, you're going to have $18,250,000 worth of idea for what? $299? $599? I just gave you a tip on the super joint venture that's worth thousands. Imagine what's going to happen at that thing when we roll through this master binder of all of the best with results and copy from like 1,000 restaurants that we've worked with. And we share that.
My boy,
the money. So that's a really big thing going on in our world. And I loved how we wove in some marketing topics right in there, which helps us. We have an agenda. We really do, I swear.
Where's your stand a different?
And that was another funny piece. Here's a tip for anybody trying to create a podcast. Jimmy, you tell me if I'm right. Jimmy and Johnny's show has always been a topic. We've always had something. We do expert interviews. We do all kinds of cool stuff. But in the past year or so, we went to this a little bit more of an agendarized thing. And we always have a marketing topic. We always have an operations topic and some type of kind of business principle. And lately we've had a lot of this kind of small success stuff, which I think is important too, because not everything is a big win. You got to add them up. Sometimes they got to stack up just like money.
And they think more base hits win a baseball game.
Yeah, base hits, baby, right? All day long, Jimmy. I'll take a whole inning of base hits. As long as you get more than four. So there's just like this agenda and that's literally agenda is like, hey, start with what's going on. The next is we have a marketing topic, we have an operations topic, and then we have some type of principle, and then it's closing. Tell you guys to subscribe. But that's literally the format. And I was talking to you, a gentleman that I'm going to do a little bit of this with in the automotive world. And I explained that format to him and he's, holy crap, I've been dying to do something like that. He's like, that just sounds so, and it's 30 minutes. Like, obviously we prep a little bit. I like to tell people that. Oh man, I throw some topics around. So I do want to cover, we do have a couple on the list today. So I was going through getting ready for this Raleigh, right? Deal that we have going on. And I was actually going through one of our clients' information and had this aha moment. And we have a client, the neighborhood, Jared, very good, dear friend of Success System, I guess is the best way to describe it. And loyalty, rewards, he's got all the bells and whistles. But anyway, he's got this membership requirement by the state of North Carolina. And he actually has, so by law, he's a club, he's considered, which is, you may not have that in your state, but we have a weird loophole here that the health department doesn't mess with him as much. And like, it's not a strip club. It's actually a neighborhood place with, it's actually a half arcade. It's cool. It's actually really cool. So he's a club. And by being a club, he has to be a membership. So he forces everybody that they have to give him their information. Like they had to collect customer information. And I just put out a thing this week. And I don't know if you saw, it was my son and I, like on a 10-minute ride to school, I laid down like restaurant marketing 101. Yeah. And one of them is collecting information. Like it's, so if you're a club in North Carolina and I've been to a million clubs and like by law, you're supposed to sign up and pay a dollar or whatever the hell they do, but they never ask you for it. Like they're a club, but they don't do it. And so one, shame on them for the legal side, but goddamn shame on them because I would absolutely use that to get every bit of customer information and use that in my marketing. And we tied all that together for Jared because he has, it scans their license and does some cool stuff with it. So it was one of those aha moments when we realized that we can like mash it together. And now we just require more information on the front end.
Yep.
And right, he only really needs like their driver's license and like their name. But it's, what's your favorite sports team?
I loved it when we mashed it all together. And then I exported it out and plotted it on that map to show him where his customers were coming from, 3 mile, 5 mile. It blew his mind.
So I have a buddy in the home services business and he literally goes to customers' houses, right? So every day he's mapping and routing drivers. And I talked to him and one day he was talking that like our local area, Cary, North Carolina, he loves it when it's like a certain days of the week fall and like real density here. I go, hey, imagine that you actually took your customer list since you go to their houses and you know where they live and you reverse appended it, it's called. And you actually were able to go get like psychographic information and all this stuff. And he's just like, and I'm like, he's like, what? And I go, at the very least, put it on a Google map, right? It's the easiest thing in the world. Excel spreadsheet, load into Google map and load it into a Google map. And all of a sudden, whammo, you can see the clusters of your people. You know what you do? You start drawing some circles and you say, okay, like that neighborhood, I have 10 good customers there that have been customers the longest. You don't even have to know all the information. You can feel it. You can look at the home values. Oh, that's like pretty good. Oh, wow. Like I can see the difference in my customer. Yep. So, and then all of a sudden, if you already have 10 customers there, why not market the crap out of that neighborhood, that area, and then get a route going there? And like with when we built Spiffy and now with Pronto Walk, we use a flower model, right? So it's like petals of a flower. And we want route density. And what happens in the on-demand world is if we're routing a guy up here and maybe we're routing a guy over here, but there's nobody in the middle, it's, if something comes up, you got to look at right and left schedules. And then you say, okay, he'll be done sooner. Ma'am, we can't see you. It's 1 o'clock, but we can do you 1 o'clock. Yep. I mean, your car.
Exactly.
That old movie with the pizza. Anyway. So I had that on my list. And then I want to do a masterclass. I don't know if you guys are familiar with DeForest Pizza. DeForest Pizza was a pet project during COVID. Very well known on the, it's not Jimmy Fallon, the other one, Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel's favorite pizza place in New York is DeForest. There's a DeForest now in Cary, North Carolina. And we launched that with Success Systems. So he was new. He had never owned a restaurant. It was during COVID and shoot the nuts. We helped build the back end of that. And I'm proud to report I was talking a lot of money in sales. Yeah. Two of them with a big M at least first year out of the gate. And I'll talk about that in a nondescript manner in the future. But anyway, really successful first year with a backbone of restaurant success. And the guy's building the largest swimming pool ever in somebody's backyard, Jimmy. I saw construction pictures and it looked like they dug up line to line along on his lot line. And that is almost all pool.
Oh, that's awesome.
So first year restaurant business and he's buying a, I don't know, $100,000 pool. I think he did all right. Who gets to do that?
Right?
Not many.
We're going to do a master class. There's a whole master class series coming up. Jimmy, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. The master class is going to be, of course, online, and it's going to be broken into 3 parts, if I'm correct. No, it's going to be 9, right?
Yeah, 9 as the base of kind of the roadmap is definitely 9 core pieces. So you got to think of there's an introduction, there's going to be some fast action parts to it that we're going to help accelerate. 9, it's probably a 12-week dealio, if I had to guess, like,
I was thinking
12 segments. So I guess you could do them faster, but we're going to put a whole course behind it to go through 12 weeks. And really, I think it's almost like a restaurant makeover. If you wanted to, or business makeover, it's both. It can be, we'll have one that's more generic, but we're going to do one specific restaurant and we'll have one for small business. And it's soup to nuts. The entirety of application automation for your marketing and understanding the fundamentals, customer value, message, market media, all those different pieces that make it up. And ultimately at the end, it's how you pour gasoline on it and bring it, light the whole damn thing up like a Roman fire napalm. Really? It's how you blow it up and just, and then you just automate it and you accelerate it. You become a
machine,
a sales growing, profit generating, vacation taking restaurant.
That's exactly. But yeah, that finishes it up really well for you guys. That was awesome. And
And then on another one, Jimmy, why don't you talk about the super badass website that you built for a different industry that you certainly can, you can talk about. It's for Piranha Wash. It's one of the secrets to our badass success. And it's not one, it's there's many of them.
Exactly. It's a simple concept. You've got your main website, and then we would do what we would call a city page. So it would be Cary and Apex, then Raleigh, and each one of those cities in that area would have this website that we're talking about, and everything is SEO based. So it's keyword generated and content based and image based, but it is all designed to rank high in the search engines in those local markets. So that 160 some odd paid website is really all about that city. And then when people are doing the ads and doing searches and car washes near me or pizza joints near me or whatever you want to be, we can use the Google assistants or Amazon assistants, say best burger near me. And if we do all that, you're going to show up in that zone, utilizing that secret sauce of people. So
it's insane. It's got blog posts, it's built in, all this stuff goes, oh my God, Jimmy, I'm so impressed with the work that you guys have done on that. Oh my goodness.
Thank you very much.
Because again, so it's not, I go to some websites, it's one page, like, okay, great. It looks good. It's clean, but it's probably not doing very much for you on an SEO basis. You guys will never hear me talk about SEO, but I actually do recognize the importance of it. It's just not that quickly actionable. It's just, there's a lot of work that goes in more than I can pull more levers a little bit faster with marketing and promotions and Facebook ads and things like that.
Absolutely.
But that's like a long, steady play, right? And it just keeps growing kind of thing.
Yeah. We don't recommend it as a necessarily upfront starting tool. You got to have your foundations in place because it is a long range strategic plan. We do more with the ads and the promotions to drive immediate on-demand sales, like you said, and the other.
With franchisees. When the franchisees, and I've seen franchise companies where they literally, they just, you get like a one-off, one page off of their main website. And what happens inevitably is locally, the franchisees want to have their own web assets, right? Jimmy, how many times have we seen this?
Yeah.
But it's, they want to have their own, they want to be able to post things, they want to be able to use some technology, and I don't blame them. So we just found a really wicked solution. And it's almost one of those, like, why would you ever put up anything? Because you can't even put it up without going through brand compliance anyway. But it's a pain in the rump to go and get all the assets and have it built. It's like, when we have an entirely built, and it's not just one page off of ours, it is like an entire platform site, and it locks in with our sales system for the market as well. So they're all together. So that's the beauty of Success Systems, Restaurant Success Systems, the website and the forms and the landing pages and the CRM and all of the automation in between and phone and texting and Facebook and all that stuff is in one place. So like, why? And it's just wicked. And Jimmy can take that instance, roll it, make the changes for the local market, and whammo, it's like a juggernaut. It's like the elephant in the ring when it comes to just marketing and being able to roll out some really sophisticated franchise level stuff. And it's funny because ultimately at the end of the day, I think I did it at Spiffy. I now have Pronto Wash. I've worked with, I don't know, Stan and I, we've worked with, I personally have worked with 11 different brands simultaneously in the franchise world, and Stan's worked with more. Stan's our chief operating officer. I understand having a lot of different brands and stuff going on in the franchise world, but it's funny, you and I help independent restaurants. And ultimately, if you can become a small regional chain, great. And hey, if you go big, call us, we'll help you franchise.
Yeah. Yep.
Back to my default horror story.
I remember.
Yes. I'm going to hold on. I got to let a dog in. We're out.
Who's in? Who's out?
I think they're both inside.
Stella.
Where you at?
Okay.
Yeah, so they're puppies. You can't leave them alone for too long because yes, they do.
I think it will cost you a couch.
They do puppy stuff. Look at the B-roll. Look at the extended footage of this Jimmy and Johnny show, and you'll see the other one. But yeah, so all that stuff's like really crazy. In our world, it's plug in, connect with us. I guess the principle for today is model other people doing really good stuff. And it doesn't matter if they're doing it in a different industry. I hate when people shut it. Oh, they're talking about restaurants. Oh, they're talking about car. Oh, restaurant stuff applies to the car wash. The car wash stuff applies. My business is different. They're really not that different. And the systems that I used to use in restaurants, I got to tell you, don't look that much different than the systems I use in the car wash business. And if you got a home service business, I guarantee you they don't look that much different. It's no different than a catering, right? What's catering? Catering is delivery business. What is a plumber? He's the delivery business. He's got a route. He's got a schedule. He's got supplies that need to be on the truck. The truck's got to be gassed up and insured and checked. I can go on and on about it, but the businesses are just not that different. And people always want to get hell-bent that they are. But I do want to put it out there, Jimmy, my parting thought for everybody. Why are some people in business really successful? The businesses look identical. And this person doesn't work as much. They don't look like they work as much. They have more money. They're on vacation. And the guy down the street is grinding it out, slicing, dicing, chopping. Jimmy, why do you think that is?
Because the systems, that guy that's chopping isn't delegating out using systems and is a control freak and just thinks he's got to be the only one that can do it and that he can't grow past himself.
Yeah, there's a whole reason that like one of our core companies is called Success Systems. Ding, ding. So anyway, speaking of ding, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you click the button, the bell, whatever they got out there. Don't hit the bird. It's now an X. Yeah, Instagram. No, Threads. Oh, my God.
I'm going to start with. Spend a lot of time.
Yeah. Huh. Again, I'm not on every platform. Oh, my God. I can't do it. If I am, I'm inside of the system, and I do it all from one place. So I may look like I'm everywhere, but I'm really not.
Well, you got a good team behind you, like Alex, pushing everything in.
Yes, that is true. So anyway, Jimmy, I think we covered a good amount today. Next week, we're going to talk about books.
Perfect. I like it.
Awesome. I'm signing off on puppy duty. I'm going to say arrivederci. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Join our Facebook group, Business Success System.
Have a great day.